don't know about you, but I've often wondered where our thoughts come from and where we get the ideas we have. And what about our gut instincts, our intuition, and our feelings? You know, sometimes people, you know, we just feel things. And oftentimes what we're feeling is true.
The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
The source field. They say that's where all information and all knowledge is. It's in that source field. And that's where we get our information. Well, again, that's what we're going to be talking about on today's show. And I've got my regular monthly guest, Jessica Zavala, with me today. And she's an intuitive and a life coach and the author of the book Love Is, which is the first book in a series of five books on love. And she does this kind of thing for a living. So it's going to be a really interesting conversation today. And I wanted to ask you, now you have a finely tuned intuition because you do this stuff all the time. And you have your own intuition, and you listen to, you know, you call spirit or God and guides and that kind of a thing. Where do you feel that our intuition comes from? I mean, and just speaking with just the intuition part, do you think that's part of the, you know, God speaking to us, or do you think it's coming from somewhere else?
Well, intuition is a really good word because I think everybody can pretty much agree that we all have one. You know, we all feel things deeply sometimes, some more than others, of course. But, you know, everybody can say that something's happened to where they thought of something, their intuition was saying something, and then it proved to be right later, whether it was an event that was about to unfold, or I knew I shouldn't have trusted that person, or I had a bad feeling about this, and then, it came to pass. That kind of stuff. Intuition is like the one word I think everyone pretty much can agree on that, you know, we all have. But yeah, some people call it spirit guides. I like to call it spirit. God also, you know, some people say they're channeling from like ancestors, people from the past, their loved ones also, family, friends who have passed too. So, you know, no matter what you pretty much call it, I believe it's definitely just a source from beyond. It's spirit, no matter what you kind of want to narrow it down to, you know. And we all have it. And it's something that helps us. It helps guide us throughout our lives.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, so if, and we all have a sense of this intuition, and some people have it more finely tuned than others. But so if we really are hearing things from, or getting feelings or information from our higher self or from guides or from God, then that is really kind of comforting, because it's like we have someone or some beings there that's trying to help us. Is that the way you see it? And, you know, by giving us these feelings.
Oh, for sure. It's like a compass, you know? It's like a spiritual compass to kind of direct and guide us to things we should go towards or things we shouldn't go towards. It's instincts. Like even animals, you know, even animals have instincts as well. Intuition. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, you know. It's just different words, different terms.
Yeah, and gut instinct. Gut instincts is really the same as an intuition. I've got some friends that, you know, they say they go by their gut instinct, you know, and mm-hmm. I always like working with people that have that gut instinct, that, you know, that they are more in tune to their gut instinct. And, you know, I like it when they say it never, you know, it's never wrong, you know, and a lot of times they're correct. It is, their gut instinct usually is right. And so I really like working with those type people. Because especially in some type of business venture or whatever, or financial venture, because it, you know, if they've got, it's like they have that extra guide there to make sure we're going down the right path. And so, you know, to me, that's just a huge plus. Now, my gut instinct, I've not been really in tune with that a whole lot during my life. I think it's getting better, but used to, for years and years. You know, if I had a feeling, most of the time, if I had a feeling or something, it was usually wrong. It was usually the opposite. But I think what was happening is I was working more from a place of fear. I was listening more mm-hmm. to fear instead of my instincts. And I just let fear take over. Now, can this happen sometime? I mean, well, I know it can happen to a lot of people because it's happened to me. But as I'm growing more in what, you know, people would say spirituality and stuff, I'm beginning to, fine-tune that gut instinct that I have, that everybody has, that, used to it. It didn't work too well with me. So usually, like I said, usually if I felt something, it was usually the opposite. Whereas other people, it was usually right on target. Now, how can we finally tune our gut instinct? What are some things and ways that we can do to make it better?
Get readings.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though. I mean...
And how does that help? How does that help?
Well, okay, going back to the whole reading thing, I mean, it was kind of a joke, but not really. I mean, that's the main reason why people come to me for readings is they're unsure about something, and because fear is huge. I mean, fear is something that everybody can relate to, you know, and I don't care who you are, you know, you most confident person ever, everybody feels the fear, you know, the insecurities, and it's just how much we allow that to really take a hold of us, you know, because some people live strictly off fear, and it's very dangerous to do that.
Okay, how do you know? I mean, how do you really know? I mean, if you're doing it all the time, it's hard to recognize that you're living off of the fear. So how can people know if they're just using their gut instincts based off of fear, or if it's really... you know, based off of, you know, what's really there?
Well, you know, I kind of struggle with that as well. Luckily for me, I have the cards to sort of, you know, sort through and ask to see if I'm being, you know, paranoid or just overly worried about something. But I think meditation helps, though, too. You know, you kind of have to step back and ask yourself, you know, how are you, like, are you coming from a place of fear? So, you know, how do you feel at the moment? Are you nervous? Are you anxious? You know, sometimes you're going to have to completely stop thinking altogether, because if making a decision is coming from fear, it's like the worst thing you can do. You can mess up, whether it's, you know, like business ventures in the future, or, you know, a relationship or a friendship, family situations, you know, coming from a place of fear never really helped anybody. So I guess it's just really knowing yourself. Do you feel anxious at the time? Do you have to sort of sort through your thoughts also to kind of figure, am I coming from fear, or do I have reason to feel this way? You know, is there something to back this up? Are there facts to back it up? And sometimes just intuition comes out of nowhere, you know, and it's very helpful, but I think you really have to, anytime you have a thought about something, I think you should sort of question it. And are you making these decisions? Are you having these thoughts when you're stressed out or when you're comfortable and you're, you know, at ease? You know, a lot of time I feel that intuition is pretty spot on when you're in a very level state of mind.
Kind of neutral.
Yeah, you're not stressed. You're not anxious, you're not worried or angry. You know, those four emotions themselves can just, it'll throw you off balance to where you probably shouldn't make any sort of decision when you're feeling any of those things. So one way I guess you can just say is when you're feeling neutral and you're feeling all right, there's nothing overly, you know, you're not overthinking, you're not worried, stressed, fearful, angry too. Anger is the worst. You know, making a decision based on anger or just shoot anyone in the foot, you know? So,
yeah.
It's just about knowing yourself, though, too, you know?
Yeah, and knowing, you know, paying attention to what you think your gut instincts are saying and what happens after that, I guess, and then see what matches and remembering what state of mind you were in and noticing those things.
Exactly. State of mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if you let's say, for a whole hour have been worrying about a specific thing, it's not the right time to make a decision or feel like, oh, my intuition's telling me this. Because a lot of times it's just your fear being amplified and, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. That's what I'm saying. When you're in a neutral state of mind where you don't feel stressed, you sort of feel at ease, that's a really good time to sort of make a decision. Or also that's when intuition kicks in the most, because you don't have all these crazy clouded thoughts going on in your mind at the time.
So. Yeah. Has this happened to you where you've made decisions? Because you do, you get these intuition type things all the time, just in your daily life and with readings and all that. But have you, do you do this very much, or has this happened to you very much where you can't really, your intuition's clouded from fear?
We are excited indeed to be celebrating our one-year anniversary here at America Out Loud. And we could not have done it without you. Well, in short order, we've become one of the fastest-growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. For all the latest news, entertainment, your blogging, and now web TV, as we celebrate our one-year anniversary here, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, I'm not sure why we take our health for granted, but I know that many of us do, include me in that company. Recently, I had a couple of health scares that got my attention real quick. I started a new product called Healthy Cell. I took it for about 3 weeks, and man, I started to feel really good. I found myself sleeping better at night, had more energy in the day, and less stress and anxieties, and just feeling better overall. Well, with those kind of results, I knew I had to do something, so I reached to the company directly with a request to bring Healthy Cell back to America Out Loud, and here it is. Well, typically you'd pay $110 plus shipping and handling. Well, now you get it for just $79.99 for the monthly plan, plus free shipping. That's right, they'll pick up the shipping, and you pay just $79.99. Use the code OUTLOUD on HealthyCell.com, or just click the banner on the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com.
Oh, for sure. Usually that's my love life. You know, usually every other part of my life is pretty swimmingly, and it's going just fine, but you know, love life has always been a little bit of a doozy. So yeah, you know, when I'm, you know, stressed or just worried that I may like someone more, they don't care, and of course they do. You know, it's just, it'll be me clouding my mind. And the thing is too, if I get the cards and I start playing with them and ask spirit questions, they'll tell me answers for sure. But if their answers, which usually this happens, if their answers don't allow me to just, that itself like relaxes me or eases my tension or anxiety, I'll ask again the same question. And I mean, every tarot card reader out there knows, or psychic knows, that that's always the bad, you know, it's a bad thing to do, is ask the same question over and over, because one, in a sense, you've already asked and you got the answer, you know. So a spirit on its own doesn't really, it's basically you kind of saying, I don't trust, I'm not trusting. It will naturally shut off the communication. It's all off, balance, and then I won't get anything. Nothing will make sense what I pull out, because spirit knows that Jessica's clouded right now. We can't even talk to her, she's so stressed that they can't even get through to me, so they're just going to basically shut it down. And of course, that's going to naturally get me more, you know, anxious and stressed out and clouded. But those are times when I have to remind myself, okay, you know, I don't need to know all the answers, and I may be making up, you know, things just due to insecurities, you know, and thinking too much and creating problems that were not even, you know, there in the first place.
So. I think we all do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we just think too much.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the area of love or money. You know, it seems like that's the two biggies there. Oh. Have you ever not listened to your intuition and regretted it?
For sure. There's been several times. I mean, and you would think I wouldn't do that, you know, because it's like, I'm always hearing spirit and this is what I do for work. And you would think, you know, why would you do that? Why would you go against what you heard? I mean, look what you do for a living. Just for example, I was heading out in the morning after I dropped my daughter off at school. I was heading out to go to the gym, and you know, I got all ready and I got in my car and started heading towards the gym, and spirit told me very loudly, get gas before you go to the gym. And I look at my gas, you know, the little needle. I'm like, I'm still good. I don't need to. Don't worry. Like, I can make it. This car can make it there and back. It's fine. You know, I'm pushing it to the limit. But, you know, I'll get there. And I heard it again. Get gas before you go to the gym. And, you know, I probably just raised the radio up and just started, you know, drowning out the thoughts. And sure enough, I get to the gym and I do my thing there. And then after I'm leaving, I'm like, okay, spirit, now I'm going to go get gas, okay? So I go and, you know, I park and I get out of the car, close the door behind me. And the second I closed the door behind me, I heard, this is why I wanted you to get gas before you went to the gym. And then that alone just kind of, you know, snapped me out of whatever I was thinking about. And I looked around thinking, huh, what do you mean by that? And I noticed I didn't have my keys in my hand. The car in my hand, though, but not my keys. So then I go for the handle and it wouldn't open. It was locked. I locked myself out of my car and I was just so annoyed because my phone was in my car, my keys were in my car. I have people to call to help me, of course, and they would have in a second, but I don't know anyone's number by heart. It's all logged in my cell phone. You don't need to memorize anyone's number anymore. And I'm just thinking, okay. Now I understand why you told me to get gas before the gym. Okay. So long story short, I literally had to walk like a mile and a half back to the gym, ask to use their phone. And of course, I don't know anyone's number by heart. And I can't do Uber because I don't have my phone on me and you have to have an app for that. So it was just literally, it took me 2 hours to get back to my house because I had to call an actual cab. I was surprised they had cab companies still because, you know, that was like absolute from all the Ubers. But anyways, it was just a headache. It was a headache. You know, I had to go back to the gym and it was just a big ordeal. And then finally I got my spare key and ended up having my friend take me to the gas station 2 hours later. And I was able to drive off in my car. You know, it was just little things like that where I'm just like, oh God, I'm sorry. I totally should have just listened to myself. You know, I should have listened to my intuition because I heard it loud and clear.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's happened before many times. And you would think I wouldn't, you know what I
yeah.
mean? But
I would have thought you wouldn't too.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Just one other time I actually got in a car accident and spirit told me, don't do that. Go tomorrow. Don't. I think I was going to the bank to deposit money. And I went, and spirit kept telling me not to, and I ended up in a car accident that night. And it's just, you know, crazy things like that where I'm just like, oh, God, Jessica, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting because, you know, that happens to all of us. I mean, we just get these feelings that, you know, we should do something or we shouldn't do something. And I've known of people to get married and their gut was saying, don't do that. But they did it anyway. And so then they lived several years in misery because they didn't listen to their gut. So this happens in all areas of life and it happens to everybody.
Sure.
You know, sometimes people get these feelings and oftentimes what they're feeling is true. For example, say, for instance, a mother is out and about, and she just gets this feeling that something's happened to her child. And then later she finds out her child was in a car accident. At the same time, she got that feeling. Now, what's going on with this? Now, that's a pretty strong connection there, and that's that, you know, she got those feelings and they were accurate. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so see, that's another way, like a spiritual compass type thing, where to gear you to something that, you know, you need to be mindful for, watch out for. I've heard many stories like that too, you know. I think it's just another way of giving you like a heads up, spirit helping you out by, you know, alerting you. You know, it's just that gut-wrenching feeling that you feel something's off or something's wrong. I think it's just a natural part of being, you know, we're all spiritual beings in a human body. And I just feel like it's spirit's way of helping us to get a heads up on what's going on. I remember this one time, you know, I often, because of the psychic thing, I often have, you know, visions of things that, you know, come to pass either that day or that, you know, that same week. And I remember this time where my daughter, I was dropping her off at school, and the second she got out of the car and she's walking up the school steps, I had a vision of her running and falling really hard and scraping her knees and there being blood. And I'm thinking, oh God, no, don't show me that. Oh God, like she's so sensitive. She's the only child, and sort of babied her, you know, she's the only child. So she's going to cry. I'm like thinking, oh God, she's going to fall. And oh great, please don't let that happen. Please don't. So later that day when I picked her up, you know, I asked her, like always, you know, how was your day at school? What happened? And she always tells me little stories about, you know, what went on that day. But the first thing she said that day, she said, I fell today really hard on the playground. And then she lifted up her little pants and, you know, both knees were band-aids, you know, with band-aids with blood on them. I'm like, oh my God. I told her, Jolene, I totally saw that happening. I'm so sorry. And she was just like, yeah, it hurt. And yeah, I felt really bad because, you know, it's just, that's exactly what I saw, you know? And so I just feel like they're just kind of cautionary tales, you know, like for a spirit to give you heads up on, you know, if you can stop it, try and stop it. But some things just come to pass regardless if you can stop it or not. You know, it's just things, some things are sort of just, you know, going to happen regardless. So
yeah,
it's just spirit's way of saying, hey, be careful, like snapping their fingers, like watch out for this. Yeah. You know, if you can change and alter things for the better, then do it. But a lot of times we can't, you know, it's just out of our hands.
Yeah. Well, I want to remind everyone that you're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast, and I'm your host, Beverly Butler, and we're on the America Out Loud Network. I'm talking to my regular monthly guest, Jessica Zavala, and we're talking about intuition and our gut instinct on this week's show. Now, Jessica, I wanted to also ask, you know, some people have dreams. And this show is really all about where this, the different ways we get information through our gut instinct, through, our intuition. And some people get information through dreams. And I've known, there's actually a couple of people that I know of that they have certain dreams. And one friend of mine said she knows the difference. And you know, between these certain type of dreams that usually comes true and the other ones that do not, just the regular dreams. And, you know, she's not the type of person to really get into this, you know, spirituality type stuff like we're talking about. But now when she has those dreams, and her husband's not either, but when she has those dreams, I mean, one time, for instance, he woke up at 3, I think, in the morning to go hunting, and she told him, she said, I had one of those dreams. If you go hunting today, something bad's going to happen. And he went back to bed, and he loved to hunt. But he knew that her dreams usually came true when she had those certain type of dreams. So what is going on with that?
I think that's another way. I mean, spirit will communicate with all of us in many ways. You know, there's not just like there's, you know, so many languages in the world. There's different forms of communication that spirit will use as well. And dreams are, yeah, definitely up there on the list. I've had so many clients come to me asking me about their dreams and, you know, premonitions in dreams, and that they've come to pass. I know my sister, she has a lot of those. I like to think that I have a good amount of those, but I would like more. I think those are so neat. I have a client actually too who she's told me she, since she was a little girl till now, I believe she's like 45 right now, but ever since she was a little girl, she said that, you know, she never dreams. She does not dream, and that from since she was a little girl till now, and she's like 45 or so, she can count on both hands how many times she's literally dreamed before, and that every dream that she's ever had has come to pass. And I thought that was interesting, because I honestly, I've never heard of that one before. But yeah, it's you know, spirit using dreams to communicate things. And I know even there's stories in the Bible, right? Like where God or the angels sent specific, you know, dreams to people to, you know, foretell or warn about something. So it's just another form of method that they like to use to reach out, you know, to allow us to know something or get a heads up on something.
Well, what about it when some of us, like I've told you, usually my intuition for years is usually not right. I think that's changing now. But what about for people kind of like me that we're not real in tune with our gut instinct, and usually it's wrong, and you know, we don't have these dreams, and you know, we're just kind of out here, just feel like we're on our own, you know, we don't get these little intuition type things, or it doesn't seem like it, or maybe spirit's trying to talk to us and we're just not listening. Well, what is it? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? I mean, why is it that some people...
I was about to say that it's pretty much that the whole not allowing yourself to listen. I think a silent mind is so important when trying to communicate with spirit or God or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's like having, I forget who said this, but I was talking to someone once a long time ago, and they used a really good analogy of, it's kind of like trying to have a conversation with somebody who has the TV cranked all the way up. It's not going to get too far. You know, your mind's preoccupied with other things. The TV's blaring loud. Your attention span's not going to be that great, because, you know, you got this TV blaring in your ear. And, you know, hypothetically meaning the TV, meaning your thoughts, your worries. A lot of people I notice whose intuition is a little, you know, off or just not as good, I notice a lot of those people tend to be the worriers. They're the people that don't have a lot of confidence in their own just being, in a sense. They don't feel like they can trust themselves. They live a lot off of fear. So that's one of the things, you know, it's just a constant mind going. It's not the easiest thing to have spirit communicate with, because there's other things going on, and you're basically not allowing for something to come in, something else, because you're busy off thinking, whether it's about work or your kids or money or whatever, you know, a quiet mind. That's why they say meditation is really important when connecting with your spirit or the higher spirits, because you're tuning things out. You're literally putting yourself into a place of complete and utter acceptance and quiet, you know, and quiet peace, so that something can come in to communicate with.
And I guess that's why long walks are good too, to help quiet your mind. Yeah. See, I have a problem. I have a busy mind, and I have a problem with that. You know, it's hard. Sometimes I can't go to sleep till late or wee hours of the morning, because my mind just will not shut down, you know. So what do people do when that happens, when it's hard to meditate? I mean, you've got to quieten your mind before you can even meditate. So I mean, how do you do that? Just take long walks or something and just try to force your mind to be still?
Well, it's different for, you know, it's different. It varies for people. For me, God, it was such a task at first, you know, and it, just like everything, though, repetition, you know, doing something over and over, it helps. You know, you can't think that you can, you know, master something without practice. You know, that's with anything, like martial arts or playing a guitar or learning, you know, how to sculpt. You know, it's just, there's the same thing with meditation, is quieting the mind, choosing to do that, because it's hard at first. I remember, you know, I got into all this stuff when I was like probably 17, you know, in my teens. So I think I'm 32 now, so I've had lots of practice, but God, it was so hard. I remember crying sometimes, thinking like, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. I feel stupid. Like, I can't shut my mind off. But yeah, because there's just so much going on usually day to day for everybody. You know, you got your job, you got the kids, you got whatever, school. So it's just, it's practice. It's practice makes perfect, honestly. And don't be too hard on yourself, too. That's my advice, because, you know, everybody has to crawl before they walk and then they run. So I feel like I would see thoughts that would try and intervene, and you know, if it was about whatever, like a guy I was dating or whatever, I would see the image and I would watch it and I would make it move away. Like, I would see it going off into the distance until I saw nothing. And if it would come back, I would do the same thing. Or sometimes I would literally vision like a plate, and I would put all my problems, all the thoughts, and visualizing it and putting it all like on a big plate in my mind, of course, and just handing it up to spirit and saying, I don't want this. You take this, you know. There's little methods, you know, there's different little tricks you can do too, but it varies for people. What works for one person might not work for the other. But definitely the key thing to remember is consistently doing it over and over and over, not just once a week. You know, same thing with dieting. Like, it's kind of like dieting, you know, you can't just eat good once a day and think it's gonna like make any impact on your week. You know, if you gotta consistently do something to reap the benefits of it. So with quieting your mind, it does take a lot of practice, but I find though a lot of people who are off balance or that don't trust their gut instinct or get, you know, premonitions or dreams, are oftentimes a lot of people that tend to live in fear or worry.
Yeah. And so the way to increase our intuition would be to basically quiet our mind, which makes a lot of sense.
Your mind.
And the way to do that is to
learn about spirituality, you know, read books, you know, like the Dr. Wayne Dyer or anything, the Tao. It's just, there's different forms of, you know, you just go to your library, go to the spiritual section and read up on different practices, you know, feed your mind that, because the more you know, obviously, the more it's going to help you, you know, reach to that next level. You know, interesting enough, I had a new client come to my house yesterday, and he had said that he's been seeing, you know, psychics, like he's been noticing psychic places like randomly, and that doesn't usually happen. So he's like, maybe it's a sign I should go see a psychic. So he's like, you know, can I get a reading? So I said, of course. And this was his first reading with, you know, with me. He said he had one prior to that, but you know, when he was like a teenager probably. So it was funny because our reading, we ended, was at 444, and I snapshotted it, and I thought, that's so funny. Look, it's 444. Everybody spoke about that on this show, how I, you know, I feel, and a lot of other people do too, that aligning numbers it means something. And to me, it means you're on track. Spirit wants you to kindly look around and see what's going on, to really hone in on if there's something Spirit's trying to say to you, or it's just kind of even like a God wink, you know, like Spirit just making itself known to you right there. And then I had sent him that on a text message, and I explained to him, you know, what I felt, you know, that what it was. He's like, what is that? What does that mean? It's 444. And then I also showed him a snapshot of when he texted me saying, I'm here. It was 333. It was the funniest thing. So I was like, it made me laugh so hard because I was like thinking, you know, these were little things that Spirit was doing for him to sort of, for it to be memorable. You know what I mean? And I told him, the more you do readings, the more you start getting towards your spiritual, like learning about spirituality and your spiritual self, these kinds of things are going to start happening. And it's just Spirit's way of saying, like, hi, you're on the right track, or, you know, a little nudge, you know. So I thought that was really interesting. And of course, that made him even more excited to learn more about Spirit, because, you know, the 333 and the 444, and he felt, like, really happy after the reading, too. And he took some business cards, you know, he was going to tell his friends and stuff. So it really helped him, you know, to clarify a lot of what he was wondering about. But Spirit, though, I loved how Spirit did that for him. The fact that he texted me at 333, I'm here, and then later on it was 444, and I snapped that, you know, picture on my phone and sent it to him when he left. It was ridiculous. Like, you can't make that stuff up. It's
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so yeah. Increasing your intuition, does that help you in your, so it must help you wake up, so to speak, with your...
It helps, yeah.
Speaking of a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm. It helps you feel more grounded, I feel. I mean, I feel, when I'm off balance, I'm fearful, I'm angry, I'm anxious. But when I'm in complete acceptance of who I am and what's going on, and I feel grounded and very, you know, spiritual, it makes you feel strong. It makes you feel like everything's okay. And it, to me, I mean, that's my medication, is Spirit. I mean, I know I don't believe myself in medication for me. Like, I would never do that. I think that there's definite ways of, you know, alternative medicine, but, you know, to each his own. And some people need, you know, medication to balance themselves out, and that's great. What works for you, you should do. But, you know, a lot of things can be solved just by self-love, learning about Spirit, you know, your own spirit, well, spirits, you know, spirituality, about God. You know, it brings a certain peace into someone that, to me, it's kind of hard to explain. It's very calming. It's very calming, where you're living in the present moment. You're not wondering about tomorrow, or you're not worried about what's to come, or what you did in the past, or why did that happen, or how can I fix this? You're living. You're being in the present moment. And a lot of people, I mean, it's hard to be in the present moment, because most people are already thinking about tomorrow, and what are we going to do? You know, I got to go to the grocery store, I got to do this, I got to do that. Or they're thinking about the past, about things that they should have done or could have done, or how they messed up, you know.
I think about 90% plus of people, probably 95% or more, live that way. We either live in the future or live in the past, you know. And that's not good, because I know I do that a lot. And everybody, I think everybody does that a lot. So basically, living more in the present and being connected to Spirit gives you more peace. And
it
it helps strengthen your intuition when you're in tune more with Spirit. So I wanted to ask too, how important is it to you, and from what you've seen with the work you do, to live in faith and not in fear? And we'll call it like that, the you know, living, being confident, and just living in the moment and not living in fear. How important is that? I mean, really, to people's lives?
I think it's the ultimate goal in life. I think that most should, I mean, I don't want to sit here though and make it seem like I'm always living that way. I do, for the most part though, because I've trained myself so much to let go of the past that I can't, you know, change, and to live in faith that Spirit's going to help me with whatever dreams or goals that I have in the future. And right now, what I'm living right now is the dream I used to have. You know, I used to dream about having my own place and, you know, being financially stable for my daughter and I. I used to live with my mother, and after I left her father, it was very scary for me because, you know, I didn't want to bring her up in a home that, you know, was negative energy and always for each other, you know, and that's okay. That happens sometimes. So, but I felt like spirit brought me to this place. I mean, there's no way I could have gotten here without believing and just completely surrendering to the fact that spirit would somehow get me to be where I'm at today. And, you know, I'm here. I take care of my daughter. I'm a single mother, and I work for myself, and I'm happy. You know, I have different projects going on and a website I'm doing and the books that's coming out. It's just about accepting and walking in faith that spirit was going to help me. And every little thing that I've needed, spirit's just come through with it, just because I literally would just surrender to it. And I know it sounds crazy and scary, but that's just how I've allowed myself to live. And I've achieved so many of my goals that way. So I think it's very important if anyone who wants to be successful in life or just be in a better place to where they feel more, you know, grounded or comfortable with their surroundings or the money that they're bringing in, I feel like they have to just trust in spirit and God that it's going to be provided somehow. Because a lot of the big breaks in my life, it's just been thrown on my lap. And little effort from me, but just me persevering and going forward, knowing that, you know, I was going to be okay. But just, again, training your mind to be that way, because, God, that's, like, the hardest thing to do is to be, like what we're talking about, living in the present moment, you know, just being and not thinking about yesterday or tomorrow. Just literally walking in faith and just knowing that you're going to be okay and that things will work out for themselves.
Yeah. Well, what does fear do to us? Because too many of us do live in fear. What are some of the things? It's not good for our health either.
No, it's not. On our first podcast, I was talking about that whole, what was it, that study we were talking about, remember, about the water and the staring at the water and freezing it?
Right.
How one glass was staring at nothing but negative thoughts, fear, anger, and depression, and then they froze it, and then the other glass was nothing but positive thoughts of love, and they're just staring into this glass, thinking things, and then they froze both, and then they were both, you know, looked at with, what is it, like a microscope, and it was completely different. They were frozen different, you know, the one with fear and anger and jealousy and resentment, it was all dark and sort of jaggedy and scary looking, and then the other one was very, you know, with the positive thoughts and goal oriented, you know, whatever, happy thoughts, it was beautiful. They looked like snowflakes, and it was just the thoughts alone. They didn't do anything to the water. They just froze it after people were looking at the water and projecting their thoughts into it. So, I mean, fear will, it'll fuck up everything, excuse my language, it'll mess everything up, it'll paralyze you, it'll keep you from what you want in life, a relationship, a dream job, or a goal you have, you know, the negative thoughts that we tell ourselves, it'll throw us off balance, so it's paralyzing, and it's how most people think. I even think that way sometimes. I mean, even after all the practicing I've done, you know, since I was like 17 till now, to keep my mind. Because, I mean, if I had it my way, I would constantly live like that.
Yeah.
I would constantly live in no fear and just being in the present moment. But 25% of me still got that monster on my back where I'm like, I have my days where I just crumble, you know. I think that I'm not getting anywhere. This book is taking forever to publish because all these, you know, things are coming up, or I'm just like, oh, great, another obstacle, you know. But, it's just fear. It's not your friend.
Yeah. Well, do you think that as people begin to wake up, mm-hmm. that we'll – more and more get out of this state of fear? Do you think the spiritual awakening helps people get out of fear?
For sure, yeah. Because, you know, like I said, the more you practice, you know, being in the moment and allowing, feeling spirit, you know, to intervene in your life and help you, you're walking in faith. You know, you're walking in a certain, it's like the law of attraction. A lot of people that don't believe in God and spirit and all that good stuff, you know, which is to each his own, is fine, but a lot of people like to call it the law of attraction too. Not all of them, but, you know, I use that term too, but I believe in God. You know, people who don't believe in all that, they call it the law of attraction. You know, what you think of, you attract, and like attracts like. So, I mean, I feel, yes, I feel the more that people are able to raise their vibrations, meaning being positive, living more in a optimistic state of mind, and spirituality, that'll definitely bring you into a higher state of mind, because then you feel that there's something out there going to catch you if you fall, you know, or you're choosing to believe or to bring forth what you want. So yeah, being spiritually awakened, like I said the other day, how I had that new client come, he was just beaming today when I saw him again. He actually goes to the gym I go to, and he was just beaming, like he looked great. You know, he loved his reading, and he felt like his life was on purpose. Now, I'm pretty sure spirit's giving him little signs here and there too to kind of continue that walking in faith stuff. Because I'm telling you, spirit will do random things where you're just like, oh my God, there's no way that was a coincidence. You know, like a song that comes up, thinking about something, or a dream even. Spirit has a whole array of ways to communicate to us, and they do. But yeah, so I think the more that people get spiritually awakened, they're more happier. You know, because
that's true.
Yeah.
And spirit can help you. I think what you're saying is does spirit, by showing you these synchronistic numbers and other signs and other things, when you start to begin to wake up, does he just kind of helping you to wake up faster? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it's like confirmations. I mean, we as people, we need those. We need confirmations. And a lot of times we look for that in a spouse. Like, do you love me? Do you really love me? How special am I? You know, like, we need that, like, confirmation. And it stems back from, you know, childhood. We want our parents, you know, love and to know that we're doing good. And some of us get it, and unfortunately some of us don't from our parents. And, you know, and those are the people that tend to need it more when they get older, because they need someone to help them get to that point of, I am whole, or I am worthy, you know. But I feel like that's spirit's way of sort of, yeah, like God winks, or little nudges, or like little pats on the head, if you will, you know, like, keep going. Yeah, they're little nuggets to keep you going, you know, to keep the inspiration there. And, you know, God bless that, because, you know, I sometimes have really bad days where I literally call out to God, like, please give me little confirmations, because I am, you know, not feeling it today, or whatever. But I feel like it's spirit's way of giving confirmation. We all need confirmation sometimes.
Yeah, and we've talked about signs before too. We'll just talk about that a little bit here. You know, we can ask for signs too, and we usually get them. Mm-hmm. You know, and it can vary. It can be a few days or several days before we tend to get those signs. But I know I remember that one time, and we talked about this before, when I asked for signs, and I got them, you know. And so now 108 has become my number, because I dreamed about 2 108s and that kind of thing. So now when I see 108, it's always a reminder of you know, that's my special number, and of that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and that happens as we begin to wake up more. We see, you know, just amazing things, really interesting things happen. And I think life really starts getting interesting when you start waking up having this spiritual awakening is what we call it. And I want to have, I want to have a whole show. I know we've talked about this a little bit, but there's a lot more we can say about the spiritual awakening. And I want to have a whole show on the spiritual awakening and go into more detail, because again, there's a whole lot to that. And I think it's really important that people start understanding, you know, understand more about it, because that we're at a time where more and more people are waking up. I mean, things are really changing, and they're changing fast.
Yeah, it's like spirit wants to create bonds with people, you know, it's so vital for life. And you know, that's when I'm the happiest, is when I feel connected with spirit. I don't feel off balance, or I just feel very, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a bit of a high almost, you know, it's like nothing, you're okay. Like there's nothing wrong, and something's out there, and you're protected, and you know, you're 108. That's your bond with spirit. You know, everybody's, you know, that's open to it will have something that spirit uses predominantly, like a lot of, because you know, it's just spirit's way of, it's like a little secret thing between you two, or not secret, but like an intimate thing, you know, like a very one-on-one real thing. So the 108, you see that a lot. I know. You do.
Yeah, I do.
You talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I see it in various forms. It can be 801 or 108 or 180. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it always catches my eye, you know.
But I also saw that after, remember, you saw that though after you asked for a sign. And then
I did.
I told you you're going to have like a dream or something. Something was going to happen where you're going to get your sign, and then what was it, like later that day or very next day or something, right?
Yeah, what happened is I asked for a sign and for about mm-hmm. something, and then it was maybe a week or two later, it was right before I woke up, I dreamed 108-108, and I never dream about numbers, but this was like big numbers right in front of my eyes, you know, and then I dreamed something about you doing a reading or something, I don't know, anyway, so I got up and I wrote down my dream, and then I think I went back to bed, because this was like 4 or 5 in the morning anyway, and then when I got up, I think it was later that day, I talked to you about it, we had a reading, and you said it was that night, and you said within the next 3 days I'm going to see that number again, and that'll be the second confirmation, because I remember, I think I told Spirit that I told Spirit, I said I would really like to have a sign, and you know how I am, I'm a little slow and I'm a little thick-headed, so you're gonna have to be really obvious to me. You're going to have to be really obvious. And so when I talked to you, you said there was going to be a second sign. It's a second confirmation, because I needed it anyway. And so I did that. After I hung up, it was that night I had gone to bed, and someone texted me that hardly ever texted me. And the phone lit up. It was just at the, you know, on the table for the bed. And, you know, it lit up, and I got up and I just looked at the clock, not even thinking about it. But no, you told me, you said, I will see that number 108 again. And you said it may be on a clock or somewhere. You're going to see that number within the next 3 days. And like I said, this was just a few hours later. I woke up and I looked at the clock, said 107. I didn't think anything about it because I had forgotten what you told me. I lay back down, and because I'm thinking, I don't want to get up. Well, right after that, it lit up again. It's like I got another text. And so I'm like, and then I get up, I looked at the clock again. Again, I'm not thinking about the 108. I look at the clock again, but when I see it this time, it says 108. Then it hit me. It hit me. And I just sat there and I looked at it and I kept saying, 108, 108. I'm like, it hit me then, you know. And so that was really, really exciting, because I'm like, Jessica said I'm going to see it within 3 days. And I did. And I got up and looked at the text. And this is a person that hardly ever texted me before. And she was texting me, it was after 1 o'clock in the morning, which is also unusual. Now you explain that, you know. So that was my other sign. So 108 is a very special number, a very special number to me. But that's just some of the exciting things. That's just some of the exciting things that can happen when you start waking up and you start asking for signs, because you'll get them. And if you're like me and you're a little slow and you're a little, you know, you need it to be really, really obvious, well, Spirit will make it obvious for you.
Yeah, or skeptic, you know, like
that's
it's
true.
Okay to be skeptic, you know.
It is.
When you're learning about something in the beginning, I think everybody should be skeptic about a little something, you know, a little bit about whatever you're hearing until you get facts or actual proof. So, you know, I just test the theory. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Test it, but allow it though. Don't expect like, I mean, sometimes you get signs right the fuck away, like right away, like boom, you know, but more than likely you're gonna get it like later that day or within a week. Well, definitely within a week you should. I mean, but you have to be alert and open to it and watch. You know what I mean? Watch what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
and
allow it.
Yeah, and there was some skepticism in me too, you know, because
sure.
I really wanted it to be obvious because that would help my skepticism. You know, because when things are obvious, it's hard to argue with it, you know. And I'm continually testing. I'm continually testing things. I'm continually testing you. I'm continually testing. I'm continually testing other things.
You do that in our reading.
Yeah. So, but I like testing things just to be absolutely sure now. And then I still get skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, well, thank you, Jessica. This has been a real, really interesting conversation. And we're going to have, folks, we're going to have another discussion on the spiritual awakening. We're going to have a whole show on it. And we're going to really get into detail and talk about some other things and other aspects of that. So just stay tuned. And thank you, Jessica, again. And thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler, and you've been listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.